Looking at the Aruch HaChaim, Pasuk Beis, in Parshas Vayikra, Pasuk Beis, Adam ki yakriv mikem. In these editions of the Aruch HaChaim, page Zion, bottom of the page, bottom left side of the page. Ubemedrash Tanchuma Amru. Medrash very briefly, succinctly says, without us really understanding readily what the Medrash means, Lama Amar Adam, Veloy Amar Ish. Normally when the Torah gives us a mitzvah, it says Ish. Ish, Ish, Isha, Isha. Here, Adam, Ki Yakrev Mikem. When discussing Karbanos, the person bringing the carbon is called Adam. It sounds like the Torah is harking back to Adam as in original man. Yirtze Loimar, the Medrash says, Pasuk is trying to tell us, Ki yechte ha-Adam ka-Adam ha-Rishayin, if man and when man sins like Adam ha-Rishayin sinned, who began and was the first to sin? Yavi Karban. So man should bring a Karban. Of course, the obvious question is, Adam was the first, but everybody since Adam also has been imperfect, and man, in his imperfection, flawed, often fails to do the exact perfect will of Hashem and sins. Why would the Torah specifically mention Adam HaRishon? Atkan, those are the words of the Medrash, and now the Aruch HaChaim will explain. Hine. Mimashma'us divrei HaMedrash mashma. From the fact that the Medrash says that we sin like Adam sinned, and we're talking about karbanos, which are brought and offered in the case of a shoygeg, not in the case of a mezid. The mashmos, the implication, therefore, of the divrei hamedrash is ki adam arishon shoygeg haya, that adam arishon sinned in an act of shagaga, which means in inadvertence, as opposed to intentionally violating the will of God. Shaharei ein mevi'in karbon ela al chet shoygeg. Adam ki yakriv mikem, bringing karbonos, bringing a karbon ela, for example, on a chet of a lav hanitik la'aseh, bringing a karbon chatos, these are all only brought when a person has done something inadvertently, has been incorrect, but not that the person intentionally violated the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rebelled against the will of God, Chas V'Shalom. So it's only with that lack of perfect attention, or certainly lack of will, to violate the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't willfully rebel against Hashem and bring a karban. So Adam HaRishon also, apparently, acted b'shoygeg. He says, V'zeh mechuvon l'ma sheperashti b'parshas Bereishis. This accords with what I wrote and explained in Parshas Bereishis on the Pasuk, where Adam HaRishon says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He nosna li le'achol ha'isha asher nasata imadi, that woman who you gave to me and created to be my wife, she gave me what to eat, and I ate, thinking it's fine. What blame is there that you blame me? What blame do you lie, or do you lay down in front of me at my doorstep? I just did what every husband does, comes home. Hi, honey, what's for dinner? Eats what she gives. I ate what my wife provided. Of course, there, the Aruch HaChaim says, Risha Shinasata Imadi means, if you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave me this woman, shouldn't I expect, shouldn't I trust that if she gives me something to eat, that it is 100% in accordance with your will? You are the one who provided this Ezer Kenegdo. If she is the Ezer Kenegdo, why would I ever have thought that a stumbling block, that a michshal, could come out of what she wishes to give me? I could not have imagined that. So he was a shaygig. He should have been more careful, but he was a shaygig. He thought it's permitted. What he ate, he thought was something that he's allowed to eat. The kavanas ha-medrash hu, so the kavana of the medrash is that, yes, he was a shaygig, and we are shaygigim. And the kavana is of the medrash is, ki bo Hashem lehisnahig im b'nei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash points out, is going to give us a level of treatment and a moderation of severity of how he treats sin, in our case, that was not extended to other Marishan. Givah Hashem lehisnagim b'nei Yisrael, mashalloi nohag kein im Adam Harishan. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to have made terribly egregious mistakes and then bring a karban and be forgiven, that's not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu extended to Adam Harishan. That's a courtesy, that's a kindness extended to us. And that's the point the Medrash is making. Adam, even if you do like Adam, but kiyakriv mikem, you're going to be able to bring a karban and be forgiven, which is something that you should appreciate. I did not do that for Adam Harishon, but for you I will. Ki Adam Harishon chata v'niknasa alav misa. Adam Harishon was punished with misa. V'loi ha'iloi hava'as karban. Bring a karban did not suffice. That wasn't enough. It was of no good. It was of no use. He was instead condemned to pass away, to die. V'lahem yo'il. But for B'nai Yisrael, after a chet, yo'il, a karban, will bring us back. Will bring back keruv. Will bring back the keruvus, or the kravus, the closeness and the affinity of man and God. V'aimrei, and the explanation for why this is for us, and it is a courtesy and a kindness extended to us, but not to original man. V'aimrei shehischilachtai. The Medrash mentions shehischilachtai, that Adam began chet. There was no chet until Adam performed the original sin, perpetrated the first chet. That is in Asinas Tam. By saying v'hischil, or shehischil achtoi, nasan hatam, lama le'nohag Hashem kemoi kein, im Adam Harishon. That is the reason why Adam Harishon wasn't granted the opportunity. Bring karban, you'll be forgiven. Ki Adam hischil achatoi. Not just that he was the first. The entire concept of sin as a possibility and as a natural part of what man might do didn't exist until after Adam's sin. V'loi kadam loi Bechinas hara lahachrichai lachatai. There was no force. There was no inherent yetzer hara that was a part of man. It was not yet a part of man. It was outside of man. Nefesh HaChayim, Chaim of Volozhin explains that there existed ra, but not within man's nature. And that's why we understand that the idea of Ar Chaim to say that it was a shaygeg is so important. Because If it was amazed, then we would say, but how could it be that man could sin? And you would argue at the same time that man was not capable of sin because sin was outside of man and not a part of his natural predisposition. Then how is it that he could have done something b'mezid? The answer is it wasn't b'mezid, it was b'shege. It was with lack of knowledge, with lack of understanding. But once that happened, then imperfection became inherent in man. Once imperfection is inherent in man, then even the possibility of choosing to do sin, even the possibility of being over on a mezid, began to exist. It insinuated itself into man's character, into man's traits. So again, v'aymre shehisk lachatai, by saying this, the medrash is nasan hatam. Why was Adam not granted simply the ability to bring a korban and be forgiven? He sinned first, meaning at a time and in an oifen, in a way that was not naturally a part of what he was all about. It was not that there was inherently Yetzalev Ha'adam Rak Ram in Urav. That was something that happened after man ate from Eitz Hadas. Masha Ein Kein Haboim Acharav. On the other hand, all of Adam and Chava's children and children's children, those who came after them, Kvar Kodam Lehem Bechinas Achet Benafsham. They had the Bechinas Achet, meaning they had the propensity, they had the character traits and possibilities of choosing incorrectly, selfishly, even rebelliously, as part of their nature. And the proof is, Habris, the fact that man, original man, did not need to be circumcised. He was born, he was created, Moho. Asher Orel Besarai. Whereas after Adam and after Sheis, man began to have foreskin. V'tziva Hashem Lamul. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you have to work on yourself. You have to take away that which would cause you to have Averus. You have to take away and work on your physical body, on your spiritual aspect. You have to perfect man. Man is no longer perfect. On the contrary, he has an Arlas Lev, just like he has the Arla. Mashallah Yikain La'Adam Arishan. The Medrash Tanchuma, Medrash is in Parshas Noach. Tanchuma Noach says, Adam, Noach, Sheis, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, and Eiv were Noiludim Moho. They were born without foreskin. Each based on Psukim. Yaakov Ishtam, Yosef Aholim, it was Tamim. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, so Yosef was the same. Moshe Rabbeinu, when witnessed, when his mother saw him, he saw that he was Toiv. So that these are ways through which we understand that there were exceptions, but otherwise, man, after Adam and Sheis, man began to have Mila in order to direct man to see that he has all the life's work of bringing out goodness and combating the Yetzer Hara. Ulederach zeh hiskalti liyashev chakira achas asher shafat la'adam al avoin rishon mishpat maves. He says, by this I've come to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged Adam so severely v'leichosh lemidasai Baruch Hu, without being mindful of the midah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, as Eov puts it, hen kol eile yifal kel pa'amayim shaloshim gover. Eov says, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does? A man does an aveir, Hashem forgives him. He does it again, Hashem forgives him. Maybe even a third time, Hashem forgives him. Va'adarabah, In the case of Adam, where he is all of the world's population, and everybody is going to be born from him, Mishpat Tzibur Yeshloi. Adam should have the din of a Tzibur, not only of a gover of one person. You should certainly be Mechaper, certainly give leniency to Adam, because Adam was man, and all of man is now going to be condemned to have Misa because of him. He certainly has a din of a tzibur. Lahavrlay gam avayin gimel. He certainly would have to be and should have been granted even the third time and be forgiven. Dichsiv al shloisha pishe Yisrael va'al arba'a lo yashivenu. And that's with all of Yisrael in mind. But three times, why was Adam not forgiven at all? Ki yesh tam nochen badavar. Adam was perfect. Hichlita means he was completed as a good and totally good entity. As a matter of fact, after Adam was created, the Torah says, Anyayim hashishi toiv ma'od. So that man was this perfect being. Perfectly good. Be'ein psoilus, shehi b'chinas hara, hamata sa'odem midarach ha'toif. Nothing in man would move man, nothing would coerce man, entice man, push man, nothing would move man to make mistakes, to be selfish, to be indulgent. Nothing was within man that would move man in the wrong direction. U'b'chetoi, and because and with, through the chet of Adam Arishain, Nimshach Bechinas Hara, the idea, the presence of Ra became a part of man. V'na'ase Sig, that should be Sig, not Siog. V'na'ase Sig, and a created dross, an imperfection. Sig is like the metal that you don't want when you are smelting precious ore, and there are imperfections, and you need to take that dross out. So that's called a sig. V'na'aseh sig l'chol nefesh ish Yisrael b'nafshei ruchei v'nishmas. The nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama, all of the spiritual aspects of man are imperfect. Ever since Adam HaRishon did the chet, which caused man to have now a natural aspect of imperfection, and therefore the possibility of choosing incorrectly and making decisions incorrectly that are not in line with the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, as a result of that change in man's nature, gam begufay arel lev v'arel basar, man's physical body reflected eventually this imperfection as well. V'lozeh, therefore, im yachata ish Yisrael, therefore, having no choice, so to speak, but to contend with a yetzer hara that is not my making, it's in me from the time I'm born. It's not my doing, it's Adam HaRishon's doing. Therefore, im yachata ish Yisrael, ya'avar loy, Hashem pamayim shalosh. That's what the Pasuk in Iyov says. Because it's not my fault. Ritzaneinu lazeis ritzaincha, Chameinu tell us. But we have Sarsha Be'isa, but there's this ingredient in the makeup of man which moves us in the wrong direction. We have to do battle with it constantly. We don't always win. And he's saying that therefore man, in the words of Iov, is granted Pamayim, Shalosh, sometimes even three times, to make the same mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am a Kel Rachum V'chanun Erech HaPayim Rav Chesed V'emes Neitzah Chesed La'alofim Neitzi Avoyin V'fesh V'chato V'nakei. L'tzad chelek hara hadavuk boy. All of this is because chelek hara hadavuk boy. Because of that part of man that is not good, that is evil, that is inherent in man, which I was born with, you and I are that way, not because we've chosen to be that way, but it is ra mishenin'ar mibeten imoy. You know, Rebbe Natanin has debated, when is it that man has these desires? When does his desire and his id come? When does the Yetzirah begin to be a part of man? It's not from the time of conception, but it is from the moment the child is born. He comes into the world as a man and has a halakhically din adam, and he has the nature, or she has the nature of wanting, of felt needs, drives that are going to push the person in the wrong way unless they are combated, unless they are fought back. Ki yetzalev ha'odam rak ramen urav. So ramen urav, it doesn't just mean from his youth, it means from the time ninar. He is referring here to the drasha of Chazal, that once a person moves out of the womb, then mibet and ima, he is again, like we said before, he is completely in the grips of the Yetzirah. V'hu yisgaber alav, this Yetzirah will overpower man, l'hachtiyoy b'mezit, even causing man to sin, b'mezit, intentionally. Gam yachti'enu behesech adas. And sometimes it'll be not b'mezit, but without realization of what it is that's right or wrong, without knowing that this is asur, without knowing that this is not permitted. That's a shegig. V'lezeh yo'yeloi karbon al shigyonoi. When it's not with intention to do evil, when it's not b'mezit, when it's rather what he calls hesech adas. In other words, oh, I didn't realize, I didn't know. What we call in the Torah a ha'alamar, a ne'elam mimenu, without realization. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll let you bring a carbon. Masha'en kein adam harishon hagam shalechote ela b'shoigeg. While man, original man, though it was only a shoigeg, mishpat tzedek hu loy, it was correct when he was judged with misa, that Hashem should not even forgive him the one chet, because man did not have a yetzahara. Adam HaRishon did not have a yetzahara. So therefore he didn't have the excuse where he could turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, but look at me, I am a flawed man, I'm living with the yetzahara that overtakes all the good in my nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Adam had no such excuse. Gam shiyeh shegeg, even though if it's what we would call a shegeg without realization, lo yo'il lo karban al shigaynoi. In Adam Arishan's case, it would not have helped. So now we look back and we realize this medrash is not saying we are like Adam. No. The whole point of this medrash is, if you will do a chet, which you have done and which you will continue to do, you will not be given what Adam HaRishon was given, which is the severest penalty. Ki yachta, in the words of the Medrash, ki yachta ha'adam, ka'adam HaRishon, she'hischel achtoi. If you do like Adam HaRishon, who was the first to sin, he was the first and he was perfect, and he should not have, and he did not have the answer where he could say, but look with what I am invested. I'm invested with the Yetzirah. It's in my nefesh ever since Adam brought it into human beings. Ever since Adam caused the Yetzirah to be incorporated in us, it's now a part of us by nature. So, with that answer, you will not, like Adam, be chas v'shalom, struck from this world. You will not be punished with Misa. Yavi Karban. So the Pasuk is saying, Adam, ki yakiv mikem Karban, do you know what I'm doing for you? Am Yisrael, I'm saying that even though when it came to Adam, there was no such possibility, there was no bringing a Karban and being forgiven, coming close and reconciling with the Bairi Olam through Karbanos, through offerings, I'm treating you with a certain kindness, because in your case it's different. It's different from Adam Arishon. And because of that, I'm extending to you the possibility of reconciliation with the Bairi Olam through bringing the Karban, through understanding that you're going to give up to me your nefesh through giving up the nefesh of the animal and come back to me by coming up with the reach nichayach of the Karban from me. All of this I'm making possible to you because I know and I understand, Hashem says, the flawed character and nature that is a part of man ever since Adam chains the entire nature of man. And with that understanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you this opportunity to serve me this way and to return to me this way and to be reconciled with me this way.